USA News Update. There have been accusations that GOP House members are opposed to bipartisan compromise border legislation in the Senate because they want to help President Trump in November.
House Speaker Mike Johnson refutes allegations.
That's absurd. We have a responsibility here to do our duty. Our duty is to do right by the American people, to protect the people. We're not doing that under President Biden.
Johnson maintained the deal currently under negotiation by senators this week is inadequate. Last week, Johnson expressed his belief that the deal is likely to face strong opposition and be rejected when it reaches the House, citing its perceived shortcomings. I'm John Schaefer.
Unexpectedly, recent data is showing an increase in the number of job openings in the U.S. According to the Labor Department's report released Tuesday, there were 9 million open jobs in December. The majority of economists agree the current level of job openings is considered healthy. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.